with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. Many people acquire a disability through accident, injury, or catastrophic physical event, such as a stroke. Following the initial treatment in the acute phase, patients often need extensive rehabilitation. Ideally, this could be at a specialist unit, such as Royal Rehab in Sydney. After a comprehensive program as inpatients, those returning to their homes can be provided with similar services in their homes or attend ongoing treatment in the outpatient department. As well, many of the centres develop initiatives which can restore independence and normality and enhance a patient's quality of life. To find out more about how these centres operate and the types of services provided, we invited Stephen Lowndes, Chief Executive Officer of Royal Rehab, to talk to us about his organisation.
Hello, Stephen. Welcome to AbleQuest, and thanks very much for joining us on the program.
You're very welcome, Barbara. It's my pleasure.
Now, Royal Rehab is a specialised physical rehabilitation unit. What sort of disabilities do you cater for?
We are a specialist rehab provider. We specialise in traumatic brain injury and spinal cord injury. Mm-hmm. We do also provide rehab for people with complex stroke and other neurological conditions, and orthopedic, including amputations, and we also do pre- and post-operative conditioning or reconditioning.
Is it only for adults, and does that mean anyone over 18?
Technically, yes. However, we do, from time to time, deal with adolescents from the age of about 17. Depends upon individual circumstances, but juvenile rehabilitation, in the health parlance, is not within our permitted scope.
So presumably you have separate units for the various disabilities so that you can focus the therapies?
Yes, that's right. And we have just completed development of our site and built a brand new state-of-the-art facility. It comprises 60 individual rooms, all with en suites, and they are divided into three main wards, the one for brain injury, one for spinal cord injury, and one then for general rehabilitation, which is stroke and orthopedics and other impairments.
And in these facilities, you have the separate rooms and then you have large central areas, do you, where a lot of the work goes on?
Yes, Barbara. Each of the wards has its own dedicated therapy area. The gyms, as people would know them, I guess, have a great array of specialised equipment particular to their own needs, and then they share common facilities such as hydrotherapy pool. We have a specialised mobility skills area, sports courts, large outdoor recreational areas, all of which are used in the rehabilitation context. And then each of the wards has its own common dining and lounge areas, but there is also then a cafe in the centre where people can and do mingle. So it is about inclusion and participation and trying to make it not hospital-like in the common sense.
So the services that you've just described would be separated out into whether it's brain injury or spinal injury, age-related rehab. Do you have a crossover in personnel, in professionals, or are they dedicated just to one of these units?
Typically, they're dedicated to a unit, but of course, for their own professional development, we do try to give them opportunities in other areas. So we have multidisciplinary teams, which includes a rehab. All programs are under the supervision of a rehab physician. And then we have teams, of course, of nurses, physiotherapists, occupational therapists, recreational therapists, dietetics, social workers, psychologists. Probably forgotten someone, I'm always in danger of doing that, and pharmacy. And those disciplines come under a professional leadership structure for their ongoing professional development, but they do tend to remain within the specialised unit. As you might appreciate, our clients do spend quite an extended length of stay because it is very complex rehab, and so there is a large benefit in that continuity of therapists dealing with clients and their families.
Absolutely. So what's an average stay?
Well, averages unfortunately don't mean much, but for want of that, it's about 40-odd days in our brain injury unit, but it can be 3 months in our spinal injury unit. But there's a wide variation around that. As often as not dictated by other factors than their rehab and their progress through rehab, such as home modifications, aids and equipment, that they might be on waiting lists for some of those things that will enable them to get home safely and in a supported manner.
On that subject, what services does Royal Rehab provide once they've left the facility? And can those services be accessed even if you haven't been an inpatient?
Yes, so we have a brain injury community rehabilitation team. Obviously, that's a specialist unit that caters for those with acquired brain injury. We also do run a spinal outreach service, both for Metropolitan Sydney and on a rotational basis. They run clinics throughout New South Wales, and a number of clients with spinal cord injury can be referred into that service. And then we have, of course, a home-based rehabilitation team for general rehabilitation. And we run outpatient clinics as well. So clients are generally referred from our own inpatient services into mm-hmm. those programs, but people can and do get referrals from their local GP, from their own GP, and providing they meet the assessment criteria, then they can come into those programs.
So the team of professionals that you described earlier at the Royal Rehab facility, is it the same sort of composition of the team that are part of the HBRS?
Yes, very much so. It's, again, multidisciplinary. We have physiotherapists, occupational therapists, social workers, dietetics, speech pathology. So there's the whole array of disciplines that are available. Mm. And through liaison services, we can provide psychiatric and some degree of mental health support.
Right. And so is the demand for those home-based services growing?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, the funding isn't. but yes, it is. We have, at the moment, got some proposals in with New South Wales Health to provide better in-reach services into acute hospitals, and that's centred around better triaging of patients with fairly severe and traumatic injuries, so that, if possible, they can, with the right support, undertake a lot of their rehabilitation at home. The type of clients, though, that we do deal with, because of the severity of their impairment and their injuries, inpatient is the best setting for them. But unfortunately, there are some real funding gaps in transition care, and to get people from a highly supported environment in an inpatient setting to greater independence at home, of course. But definitely there's a growing demand for it, and we'd love to meet it. And I think, unfortunately, some of the federal budget did reduce a significant amount of funding into those types of services. And it's often not a case of trying to divert resources from one area into another, unfortunately.
Yes, as with a lot of the aged care, the government feels they want to support people in their homes. Do you see that this could be the way of the future for rehabilitation?
Yes, it will be. There's no doubt about that. But as I say, for some impairments, for those traumatic ones, there will always be some inpatient requirement. But yes, it will be. And it's a case of building capacity in the community through teams like the home-based rehab team. So it's definitely a need for it. The other things, though, that accompany that are we run a wheelchair and seating service. That's important as well, of course, to get the right equipment scripted properly for the people who need it. So these are all enablers. Home modification services for clients. So those are often things that sort of frustrate the delivery of rehab in the home. And they cause some quite considerable delays, of course. I mean, you can imagine that people who are no longer ambulatory, people with spinal cord injury, often their existing home can't possibly serve their needs, and so that's a major upheaval.
And you do have a specialty unit called the Driving Assessment and Rehabilitation Unit, or Centre. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we do. It's unfortunately, again, we fund it from our own efforts largely, but it's a wonderful service because, of course, you can imagine that one of the biggest risk to people's independence is losing their ability to drive.
Yes.
And there are many for whom, with the right type of assessment and driver training and if necessary, vehicle modifications, that they can regain an awful lot of that independence, even if it is on a restricted basis, you know, to and from university, to and from work. And so it's a small service, but a highly important one to many of our clients.
Well, we're planning to devote a program to the Fresh Tracks initiative called The Hub, which offers disabled people the opportunity to ride special bikes around the track. I believe that you've partnered with them to do the driver assessment. Presumably that unit, the unit you've just described, provides that service.
No, it doesn't, Barbara.
Ah.
No. It is a different thing. So one of the initiatives that Royal Rehab has been pursuing for a few years now is a return to sport program.
Mm.
And unfortunately, we know, statistics show us that the level of participation in organized sport and physical recreation amongst people with a disability in the community is very, very low. And for whatever reason, often lack of opportunity, sometimes psychosocial issues, they lack confidence or they lack the access. And so we have been running a Return to Sport Expo for, this will be our fourth year now, at Sydney Olympic Park, where we bring together over 50 disability sporting associations.
Mm.
With members of the community, and it's free to members of the public to come and try a wide variety of sports, and that's proving to be very, very successful in linking people in the community with a disability into many good organisations who perhaps lack the marketing wherewithal to really gain the public attention. And one of those programs is Return to Cycling, and so we have partnered with Fresh Tracks and provide a number of recumbent cycles out at the Honda Australia Rider Training Centre at St. Ives, known as the Heart Centre. And the idea with Fresh Tracks is to use that as a prototype to establish other cycling hubs throughout metropolitan Sydney and other areas. And thus far it's been a wonderful success in that we have our trained recreational therapists who go out there and assess clients with an acquired brain injury at the moment, because Fresh Tracks is an organisation that supports young people with acquired brain injury.
Mm.
We assess them and then provide training in the safe use of those cycles, and it is a very safe environment out there. And ultimately, we hope that the proportion of them will be certified, if you like, to ride safely in their own home environments or their local communities. Yeah, and so it has some wonderful uplift for them in terms of it's a wonderful social occasion for them, because they're there with other people, they're enjoying a wonderful experience, and part of that is also providing support for and training for volunteers in the safe handling of people with acquired brain injury.
Well, that's a very exciting initiative. And Stephen, thank you very much for spending the time with us. I know you have extracted yourself from a conference in order to chat with us today on AbleQuest. Thank you so much.
Barbara was speaking with Stephen Lowndes from Royal Rehab in Sydney. Another interesting initiative developed by Stephen and his team is a website called deability.org. That's spelt d-ability.org. They describe it as a place to discover life's possibilities beyond disability. The site is a directory of links to a wide variety of pursuits and interests, such as sport, cultural activities, and travel, compiled especially for people living with disabilities. Just a reminder about the Return to Sport Expo that Stephen mentioned. It will be held at Sydney Olympic Park Sports Centre on the 9th and 10th of October this year. More details can be found at www.royalrehab.com.au. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.